Okay, the birds have now left the garden, so I can think a little bit more about this past year. I guess in the main I've been surprised by how God's been working and the sort of places that he's turned up, and actually that trusting him works. That may seem a bit odd for someone that's ordained, but to be doing what I've been doing, to go and sit in the pub and go and sit in the coffee shop and go and sit in the sports centre day after day after day with no real agenda other than to be there and see what happens, wearing my dog collar. And to look from that, from in the early days, well, this time last year, of going for months and months and months with no one talking, with no one acknowledging, or if they did, to take the mickey or to threaten me in some way, to think that now, from that working and waiting, that I probably have conversations with something like approaching 10 or 12 people on a near daily basis, and we know quite a bit about each other. But in addition to that as well, this whole growth of the new community that's developing, this gathering that is now starting to meet on the second Sunday of each month. Again, stuff that's come from just being around and chatting with people without necessarily advertising or putting stuff out over a wide market. And I guess the big thing that I've learned from this year is that it is okay to trust God. We say, well, I've come from the evangelical Christian world. I don't like that word, but I can't deny that that's where my roots have come from. We say we've got a great big God. We say we trust God to do anything. We say that we believe anything is possible for God. And yet we try to turn his hand in so much of our missioning and so much of our evangelism. I'm not saying all mission and evangelism is coercion, but we do try to force God to act where we think he should act. And this year I've spent a lot of time just watching and observing. The cliche of mission is seeing what God's doing and getting involved. And that's really what I've done, because I've gone to unexpected places and I've looked at some people and I've thought, whoa, how on earth am I ever going to talk to that person? And just watching and watching and waiting. And God has done some amazing stuff. And it's been conversations that would never, ever have happened if I just turned up every now and again. The whole massive concentration of being a daily presence has really produced some quite amazing reactions. But some people think what I'm doing is pioneering. I am a pioneer, but I am a pioneer minister. I have that title, if you like. But I don't think what I'm doing at the moment is particularly pioneering. After all I'm doing is going and sitting in a pub, sitting in a coffee shop, sitting in a sports centre with a dog collar on, and chatting to whoever wants to chat, acknowledging people, getting to know people, allowing people to get to know me. From what I see, I think that's just the traditional role of a parish priest. And I think, actually, all my colleagues that were ordained with me should be trying to do that at least once a week. I think to be pioneering is to imagine and think and work towards what happens next. I've built these relationships, building relationships. Where do we go with them? Someone today joked that this could be church when we were sat in the pub. And maybe it could, but my job as a pioneer is to think about how it could be. Whether that's realistic, that's where the pioneering comes. So, yeah, some reflections on my first year.